Hello and welcome to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Happy Thursday. I hope you're having a great day. Yes. Whew, what is new? Oh my God, there is so much going on in the background right now, guys, that I am like powering through these couple weeks. Can't wait to share everything. But we're going to leave that for maybe the next episode. Maybe next month for sure. Mother's Day is around the corner. Please make sure you get your mommies and your mamacitas a gift. Let them know how much you love them, how important they are, and how none of us would be here without our mamacitas. Yeah. Now that I'm a mother, I kind of forget that I'm a mom, that I also get celebrated. But I am really excited for this Mother's Day. I'm going to be spending it at the pool with my baby, relaxing, just having fun with my family, which is my ultimate favorite thing to do, is be by the pool in a nice sunny day, you know, some good food, some good drinks, and good company. What more can I ask for? So yeah, today I wanted to talk about how women get judged no matter what. You know, I feel like so many women, especially when it comes to relationship, I know for a fact I judged my mother growing up for so long for staying in a relationship that was not the healthiest. And she did it for us. She always says that she wanted the best. She wanted her kids to have both parents at home and to have a father and be a present father. And I genuinely did not agree with her as the daughter living in that household. So I did. I judged my mom, and I regret it now, and I ask for forgiveness, and I understand her more. Not only at the same time, she didn't have the options that us women nowadays have, such as being able to, you know, provide for yourself, knowing English, having a career. So many women have so many options now that women in the past couldn't. So when someone like Becky G stays in a relationship after they cheat, a lot of women want to comment and judge and speak on it because they feel entitled. And so many women back in the day would have wished they had that chance or the opportunity to leave a relationship like that, and they couldn't. And then you have women like Carol G who simply just fall out of love and end a relationship, and they still get judged. Women get judged no matter what they choose in a relationship. Stay, you're weak. Leave, you're selfish. And honestly, I don't think it's that plain and simple. Becky G and Carol G are two of the most hottest women in the world. Very talented. And both are cultural examples, not to gossip, but to show a pattern. Becky G stayed with the man that cheated. People call her weak, or some people call her dumb. I don't think she is dumb, but people questioned her regardless. Carol G left a man who wasn't toxic, but simply wasn't her person anymore. People call her ungrateful, dramatic, or toxic. And I don't, like I said, it's not that simple. So it seems like no matter what women choose, they're still going to be judged. This is why I always say you have to choose yourself. As a woman, you have to choose what's best for you. No one knows. No one goes to bed with them. No one wakes up next to them except for you. Just like when someone gets divorced, everybody's quick to say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Or, oh, but can you try this? Can you try that? Like, they make it seem like it's such a tragedy to be divorced. I have learned to understand that it's not necessarily a tragedy. If someone who wished my mom would have left my dad a long time ago, I think that would have been the best case scenario in their situation. A divorce would have been the healthiest scenario. Because divorce is not the end of your life. It's simply the end of a chapter. Some relationships are here to teach you something, help you grow, challenge you, maybe even humble you, break you, show you your worth, prepare you for the next version of yourself. And not every relationship is meant to be forever. Some of the most fun relationships are the short ones. The short ones, the fun ones, the careless ones, the ones that there was never a problem, they just simply fade away. Some are meant to be your awakening. And thank God, if anything, that we live in a world where women can actually choose to leave, to start over, choose to stay, choose to sustain themselves, choose to take care of themselves, choose to be independent, choose to have peace in their lives. Thank God women can finally choose themselves. Because like I said, our grandmothers, my mother, they didn't have all these choices. A lot of them stayed simply because that was their well-being. Not just for them, but for their kids. So I see when certain people, based on their beliefs and their ideas, I see why they judge Becky for staying. And I see why they judge Carol for leaving. Because finally, we worked so hard for us to be able to choose and choose the best for ourselves that it's almost like a slap in the face when you say, well, they cheated, but I forgave them and I chose to stay. To so many other women who probably grew up seeing their paramas or their mothers that didn't leave, that couldn't leave. And the people that stay the longest are the ones that teach you the most. Not because they're perfect relationships, but because they're continuously challenging you. They're mirroring you. They're continuously trying to reveal something in you for your own growth. For example, when you have a brother or sister, they're forever. It's until one of you guys is gone, you guys are going to be brothers and sisters. That relationship is not a relationship you can choose to end. And most of the time, your brother or your sister will challenge you the most. They'll pick on you. They'll push you. They will also love you unconditionally. But they're the ones that teach you and help you grow the most. They're not always perfect, but they're there for life. When you have a child, that child is going to for life. They're going to teach you and show you the most. There's people that are married forever, and they're not necessarily always happy with their relationship. And it's not always happy and joy and fun. There's challenges and they're going to go through them. But those are the ones that teach you the most. The relationships that come are fun, teach you and end, and you move on. Those serve a different purpose. You don't always want to be with that person forever. I don't think it's a tragedy to choose yourself and choose a healthy environment for your children. Instead of having to see their parents arguing and fighting all the time, it's better to separate, heal individually, and show your children what it is to be happy. Show them what it is to be genuine, to do the work on yourself, to find true love. Instead of holding on to a relationship simply because you're afraid of what people say, or simply because you don't want people to think that that relationship was a failure. It's not a failure. Maybe the point of the relationship was simply to bring a child to this world. That's it. And the mission was complete. And so now the relationship ended. And now you're going to go and separate your separate ways and have a completely different relationship that's going to teach you something better, something different. And the way you know that is by the way that you behave and act and how you truly are day to day. If a relationship is constantly draining you, dragging you down, hurting you, especially if it's physically, that relationship needs to end. There is no purpose to that relationship anymore. The suffering doesn't serve a purpose. The suffering in a relationship doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you a better person. It just makes you a martyr. Saying, ay, le aguanto, just stay in a relationship, y aguantándole a alguien, simply because it makes you feel like, oh, I'm doing this for them, I'm doing this for you. Like, that doesn't make you a better person. The person that suffers the most is not the nicest one, is not the kindest one, is not the better one. There's no such thing as that. And thank God we finally live in a world where a woman can choose and say, hey, I'm genuinely not happy. And she can choose to leave. Or, hey, this relationship was beautiful. This relationship healed me. I want more. Being honest and choose to leave. Thank God we live in a world where women can build their own income, have their own home, have their own lives. Thank God we live in a world where women don't have to stay out of fear. Like I said, divorce isn't shameful. Staying miserable is. Because at the end of the day, if you're in a relationship and you have children, I believe the goal is to make these children understand what true love is, how life is supposed to look, what a relationship is supposed to look like. And if you're in a relationship and you're constantly fighting, arguing, putting each other down, being miserable, that is what you're teaching your children, that that is okay. That that is how love should be. That that's how relationships should be. And that is not what we want to teach our children. Especially if we have daughters. Women are the ones that need to empower their daughters the most. They're going to learn through you. They're going to learn from what you see, how you behave, how you act, how you speak. It always starts at home. I brought this topic up with my friend because she mentioned that we have a mutual friend, and she, every time she sees her or talks to her, ever since they met, she's been trying to get divorced. But she's always saying, oh, I'll wait out 6 months. I'll wait it out 6 more months. I'll wait it out 6 more months. And it's like, obviously you're not happy. And nothing's going to change in 6 months because nothing changed the last 6 months. If you want to know how the next 5 years of your life are, they're going to be like the last 5 years unless you change something. The last 6 months are going to be like your last 6 months unless you change something. Because for things to change, you have to change. You have to choose differently. And I said, yeah, sometimes women say that they want to leave, but they really don't. They're looking for an excuse to stay. And maybe 1 weekend is good, and then the 6 months, they reload. This month was good, so we have 6 more months. And then 3 months go by, they're bad, and then 1 month it's good, and okay, we have 6 more months. Like, and that's just a cycle that they're in. I'm not saying you have to hate them. I'm not saying you have to villainize the person. I'm just saying you have the power to choose to not stay stuck. Because I think one of the scariest things that could ever happen is repeating the same thing over and over and over. Waking up and realizing that you've been living the same day for the last 10 years, or the last 5 years, or being in the same place you were the year before. It is hard and it's challenging. And leaving any relationship hurts. Losing a friend hurts. Losing a partner hurts. Whether you're the one leaving, or you're the one staying, or you're the one choosing to end or not, it hurts. It really does, because you're mourning a relationship. You're mourning what you've had, what you've created. However, you can simply say, thank you for what you taught me. I'm ready for my next chapter. And if someone tells you that, take it for what it is. Let them move on. Take your time healing, of course. I don't understand how people go from relationship to relationship to relationship. Like, I really don't get that. But because you don't even give yourself time to analyze, hey, what did I like about this relationship? What didn't I like? What worked? What didn't work? Give yourself time. I had to learn all over after being with someone for 10 years, you forget parts of yourself. You forget things that you did or didn't like. You either forget or evolve. And the only way to relearn who you are and what you like is by giving yourself time, spending time with yourself, discovering yourself, learning to love yourself, allowing yourself to heal. That way you can go and make better choices in your next relationship. That's the goal. The goal is always to have healthier, happier relationship. One where you show up better. One that shows you've matured and grown and you become a better human, a better person, a better partner. Every time one of my relationships ended, whether it was me walking away or them leaving me or cheating on me, honestly, I always thought of it as good things have to fall apart so better things can come together. I always thought about it as, well, God, there has to be something better for me. There has to be. And yes, it hurts and you mourn it and you miss the person. But I've also stayed with someone way too long out of pity. And I regret that the most, more than anything, more than being cheated on, more than hurting, I regret staying with someone that I know isn't good for me. I know I don't really want to be in the relationship, but I'm here because I feel bad for them. That's what I regret the most. And that is very selfish. I've done it before. And it was very selfish of me because, one, I didn't think that they would. It was kind of like entitled of me to think that. Now I see it as like I was a little entitled about it. Because obviously they're going to be fine without me. They were born without me. They're going to be fine without me. First of all. Second of all, everyone will figure it out. I also was. It was my excuse to not leave. Saying, oh, I don't want to hurt them, or, oh, I feel bad. They're going to, you know, they're not going to be able to do it. It was my excuse to stay. It was my own excuse, my own insecurities. All I was doing was really holding them and myself back. instead of making room for the person I really wanted, or instead of clearing the space so that my ideal person would come, I was just killing time. And I was sabotaging my own growth. I was just scared. And there's some people that come into your life and completely change you. There's some relationships that are simply just meant to help you heal. Help you rediscover yourself, find joy. Those are the short, fun ones. Friendships that help you grow. And the only way you are going to be able to see that or do that is by taking chances and learning to understand and accept what God throws at you. I don't want to say throws at you because it's like not a bad thing, but it's like, oh, and there's some relationships that you will repeat with other people. If you don't take your time to grow and listen and evolve and try to really understand what helped, what didn't help, how did I have to become better? How did that relationship either make me better or help me see something about myself? If you cannot do that, like stop and take your time and do that, you're going to repeat the same relationship with a different person. These are the girls that always date the toxic guy, always date the cheater, always date the guy that is obsessive, possessive, or jealous. You're not learning your lesson. You're not evolving. You're not choosing yourself. You keep choosing these people, these men, these relationships. You keep choosing that old cycle. And it's not going to stop until you learn to choose yourself, to slow down, to focus on you. What do you want? Who do you need to become to have the relationship you want? I genuinely think that the relationship I had with my ex was very fulfilling and it served its purpose. I don't think I would have ever chosen to be a mom if it wasn't for the type of relationship I was in. I love being a mom. It's so fun. It's so rewarding. It completely changed me. It really did. It completely helped me see a different side of myself and the world, see the world with different eyes as well. And I owe that to that relationship. So of course I'm grateful. Of course it sucked when it ended, but I see that it served its purpose. So there's nothing to be sad about anymore. It's more of a gratitude. The purpose was our child, and he's here, and he's a beautiful, beautiful manifestation. From there, as the relationship evolves, as co-parenting or whatever else comes our way, I understand it's going to be challenging because the relationships that are the longest are the ones that challenge you the most, are the ones that help you grow and become a better human. My job now is to make sure that I continue to evolve and be better so I don't repeat old cycles, so I don't go back to old patterns. But all I can do is choose myself. That's it. Some of the things I do to choose myself is meditate, workout, journal, affirmations. All these little things that I do have contributed to evolving as a person, as a mother, as a human. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. So, if women get judged, no matter what, stay and you're weak, leave and you're selfish, forgive and you're dumb, move on and you've given up too fast. The truth is, none of these people who have opinions live your life. No one sleeps with them in your bed. No one wakes up with them. None of them carry your pain, your dreams, your fears, or your healing. That's on you. Only you. Divorce isn't a failure. Ending a relationship isn't a failure. Outgrowing someone isn't a failure. It's simply the moment you realize that your peace, your joy, your future matter more than keeping a title or maintaining an image. And yes, thank And so thank God we live in a world where women have options. Where we can build our own money, we can walk away, we can choose ourselves, where we can start over without shame. Some relationships are forever and some are seasonal. Some people come into your life to love you gently and others come to shake you awake. The karmic ones, the ones that push your buttons and trigger your wounds and force you to grow, those are the ones that change you the most. They're not always the happiest chapters, but they are the most transformative. And when the lesson is complete, it's okay to turn the page because you're not too broken. You're not behind. You're not unlovable. You're evolving. You're growing. The end of the relationship is not the end of your story. It's the beginning of a new chapter for you. You get to decide who you are, what you want, and what you will no longer tolerate. So if you're listening to this and you're in between that in-between stage, not who you were, not what you're becoming, it's okay. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're not losing anything. You're returning to yourself. And that is the most powerful love story you'll ever live. Choosing to love you. It's the most powerful and the hardest. No, I don't think it's scary. It's the hardest because we want to judge ourselves so much. We always want to judge ourselves. But that doesn't help. Fall in love with every single part of you and everything else will fall into place. The right person will come at the perfect time. I really do believe that. I think that's it, guys. I think everything I wanted to say, I said it today. Like I said, there's a lot going on in the background. And I don't have a lot of words currently. I'm trying. And I'm trying my best to stay focused, to stay positive, and to continue to speak from a place of love, to continue to show up in the world as a loving, kind human, not just for myself, but for the people around me. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're here, don't forget to send it to a friend or someone who is trying to decide whether it's time to move on or time to stay. Someone who is looking for a new chapter. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.